from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at LeadersCU.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Frank Bonner covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. He's down there in Texas at the AAC Media Day, where earlier today, for the first time in program history, Memphis was picked by the media in the preseason poll as the favorite in the AAC. He joins us now. Frank, obviously Ryan Silverfield has sort of downplayed the selection here, saying that it doesn't mean a damn thing, but doesn't it actually mean the opposite? Doesn't it actually mean everything for this program, considering that it's never actually happened before today?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, no coach in the country is going to sit here and tell you how much being voted in number one in the preseason poll means or whatever. Every coach in the country downplays it. But, I mean, the reality is that, you know, this is specifically with Ryan Silverfield, we know how the conversation around him was a couple years ago when they were going through the 6-6 seasons and all that. But then you look and he's got Memphis as the number one preseason, you know, favorite in the conference. I think it's a huge deal for Ryan's tenure in terms of him being able to say that this is where I've got the program going. And then to your question about this, the program in a whole, I mean, that 2019 season, you know, people are kind of wanting to see that. And this is the year where a lot of the attention is looking at Memphis to where they can kind of get back to that Cotton Bowl era that they were in 2019.
Know how Ryan is sort of talking about the expectations. How about the players, Frank, in terms of the ones you've talked to, both at Media Days and this offseason? How are they sort of embracing these increased expectations? I think even in the offseason, we knew Memphis very likely going to be the preseason pick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think today was any surprise to anybody surrounding the conference, Memphis included. And one of the things that I talked to them about is the implications of this also include the college football playoffs. Yes. And what that means for the American. And what they said, Chandler and said both, is that we can't even talk about the college football playoff until we handle business in the conference. And so they know that the conference championship comes first. And talking to Seth, I mean, Seth is locked in. I mean, he alluded to the fact that this is his last season. This is his last shot. He knows it. He said it. I know what the the implications for the program means if we can do what we're supposed to do. I mean, they're not focused on it, but they'd be lying if they didn't say that they know it's in the back of their head.
You know, and that's part of it, right? There, when you get that sort of projection, it's great. It's recognition. It's a marker of all the things that are possible. But there's also implications, right? Like, I feel like most years, almost every year for Memphis football, it's been a free roll. It's like, hey, you know, if Memphis goes out there and they win their league and they make the top 25 and they play in a New Year's Day bowl, like they were never expected to do that, that's a huge bonus. And if it's not that, and if it's, you know, an 8-win season, well, that's fine too. That's where they're probably supposed to be. And this year, you can't really say that. This year, if they end up 8-4, that's going to be considered a failure, or at the very least, a major disappointment with the roster. So how do you think Memphis as a program is equipped to handle that piece of this, where 8-4 historically for this program, good enough? In 2024, not close.
Yeah, I don't think that nobody would be looking at an 8-4 season and trying to give out consolation prizes in any form or fashion, right? I mean, Memphis has said, Ryan has said in the past that he wants the expectation. He wants people to look at Memphis and expect them to be great. Well, this year is the year, right? You've got the most experienced quarterback in the conference. You've got all his top weapons back in terms of his receiving core. This is the year that, I mean, the college football playoff aside, there's other things that go into whether they're going to get that or not. But as far as the conference is concerned, they have to be in that championship game at a minimum.
As much as I am subscribe to that 100%, and they have to be there, and I would tell you need to win it. It does feel like this schedule is kind of sneaky tricky, if that's even a phrase, and the fact that the teams that are 2, 3, and 4 behind you, and I, you know, all we've said is, man, this is an AAC, you got to win. You got to play all three of those teams on the road, and we just know historically on the road, you know, it hasn't been a strength for Ryan Silverfield, although improved last year. It just feels like, you know, Frank, to win this conference and to do everything we're saying they've got to do, you know, getting all three of those, I'm even saying, sure, maybe you can lose one, still make the AAC title game, but to make the CFP and everything else, you're going to have to be strong in an area that's historically been tough for you, which is on the road this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid point. I mean, they have, you know, one of the toughest schedules in the conference with, you know, UTSA, Tulane, South Florida all being on the road. But historically, the road, you know, the road slate has been shaky. But looking at a 5-1 road record last year, I mean, that's what you have to look at, right? Like, because this is the team that, you know, you know, looking at a year behind you and what they were able to do, that gives you confidence that you can do it. None of the teams under Ryan had seen themselves do that before, mm-hmm. go on the road consistently and win games. Well, once you get over that hump, you feel like you're over it and you can ride that wave a little bit.
Yeah. We're talking to Frank Bonner, covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. In terms of the rest of the league, do you agree with the order? Do you agree with UTSA 2, Tulane 3? Like, what do you make of sort of the rest of the hierarchy in the AAC? Do you think the media got it right? Where do you think they got it wrong?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to nitpick, I personally, I voted Tulane 2 and had UTSA 3. I had South Florida 4. I had Army down a little bit more than 5. I think I'm a little bit higher on FAU than the rest of the media, it looks like. But for the most part, I mean, the league, honestly, and it was like this last year, right? It's a top-heavy league. You're really only looking at those top 4 teams in terms of who you think are going to be candidates to win the league. And I think those top 4 teams are spot on. I mean, you can argue whether UTSA or Tulane can be 2 or 3. I had them at 2, but I'm not looking at UTSA at 2 and thinking that that's a shocker.
Frank, we know they're going to be able to throw it around. I mean, when you bring back Seth and Rock alone, you're going to be able to do that. And we've talked a great deal about the offseason addition of Mario Anderson, especially coming from the SEC. I'm curious, Sutton Smith, though. sort of what role do you see for him? He's familiar with this offense, and he's a guy we know with the ball in his hands. You know, it can do a little bit of everything. I'm just curious, how do you sort of see, you know, his role this year? If we're looking at this as Mario Anderson, again, like Blake, the lead back, how do you see them sort of deploying Sutton Smith, who's got all the talent in the world?
Well, before I answer your question, I don't think I'm the guy to talk to about Memphis running backs, because I don't think I can get it right. I mean, every time I say a Memphis running back who I think is going to have a breakout, it ends up being somebody else. But to your point about Sutton Smith, I think he can, you know, because when you lose a Blake Watson, right, you're not just losing his ground game. You're also losing another receiver. I mean, he was a great receiving back.
Yes.
I think Mario Anderson is obviously going to shoulder that ground game load. And, you know, obviously he'll be a part of the receiving too. But I think Sutton Smith is the one that can really shoulder the receiving part of what you lose in Blake Watson. And I think that might be his place. And obviously as a returner, he's going to, you know, do his thing as a returner. But I think as far as a running back, he can, you can use his skill set as a receiving back if Mario Anderson is going to be your bell cow, so to speak.
Frank, obviously you know, you moved here a few years ago. Did it kind of blow your mind as you know, renovation start for Simmons Bank? Did it kind of blow your mind that like so few upgrades and, you know, things have actually been done to that place, you know, since it was built in the 60s?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. So before coming to Memphis, I was covering Oklahoma State, and I was, you know, in the Big 12 and being in those press boxes and facilities and stuff. And so, yeah, I was taken aback a little bit about the state of the press box in particular. Like when I first got there, like some of the windows hadn't been power washed at that particular time and so on. And they had been power washed since then. But yeah, I mean, I do think it's time for...
Why didn't you wash it?
Is not Frank's role, fool.
But I'm just saying, just, you know, it takes all of us.
He is coming from the Power Five,
it
bro.
Takes...
I mean, hey, look, man. If I'm the new guy, right? Like, I'm not gonna be the new guy out here cleaning somebody else's house. I mean, it should have been one of them seasoned reporters if they were gonna. If anybody was gonna do it,
it should have
been one of them.
They should have more of an investment in the thing.
You've been around here long enough. You should have got up.
Put your hands on it. You went to school there, damn it.
I think that's what the Liberty Bowl tried to teach us, right? That it's about teamwork. You know what I'm saying? We have to take care of it ourselves. But no, it's definitely embarrassing. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, it will impact, you know, this upcoming season. But based on, you know, what you've seen and everything, I mean, obviously, you must feel like it'll be worth the wait when it's all said and done.
Oh yeah, I do, and I'm very interested to see what this Party Plaza is going to look like. I mean, I think that Party Plaza thing is pretty innovative. If it ends up, you know, looking exactly how they say it's going to look and all that, I think that could be a cool deal for fans to just kind of mingle. You know, you want to get up out of your seat and just kind of stretch your legs a little bit, and you don't necessarily want to go stand in the concession stand. You can mix and mingle at the Party Plaza. I think that'll be a big draw. To the renovations is that Party Plaza itself. I'm curious to see what the press box is going to look like being on the other side and in those suites and all that and all that. So we'll see about that. But I think the Party Plaza is going to be the biggest draw of the whole deal.
Frank, I want to go real quick to the defensive side, which feels like it's so important that you continue sort of, you know, what you pick up where you left off, obviously, with the Liberty Bowl and the win over Iowa State. It was dog awful during the regular season. Chandler Martin's back. We know how much of a stud he is. He's had surgery, hopefully going to be plenty healthy. And then, of course, I've read and read and read, but I don't know to the degree that you do how much of an impact a guy like Elijah Herring is going to be, but I'm certainly expecting him to be the transfer from Tennessee. Other names on that defense that you expect to be anchors on a defense that has to be much improved, obviously.
Well, I think Cormonte Hamilton is a name that comes to mind straight off the back. I think he can be a guy that kind of, in terms of his production on the field, but also in that locker room, he needs to be a guy that kind of fill the shoes of what a Jalen Allen was. Mm-hmm. And I talked to him about that, and yep. he said that he's kind of going into that role, and he said it's going to be a team effort and kind of filling those leadership roles. But, I mean, I think he needs to be the guy for that defensive line for sure. You still have a guy like Greg Rubin, right? We talk a lot about Seth Hennigan and the fact that he started since he was a true freshman in 2021. But Greg Rubin, who was also a part of that class, was a true freshman starter. He's been in that secondary since day one and looks to be playing safety this year. So he's a guy from a leadership standpoint that needs to step up and kind of anchor the defense. And then you've got some transfers. Like, you know, the defensive line is they've brought a lot of guys in that can add depth, but you still got to know who's going to step up. Is it going to be Reggie Grimes from Oklahoma, Patrick Lucas, William Whitlow is a returner. And then as far as the DBs, they've got a slew of transfers. But one guy who I keep bringing up, whose name kind of got lost last year because he got injured in game two, is Davion Ross. When he transferred from Eastern Kentucky 2 years ago, he was an immediate impact. And DB coach Charles Clark was saying that they were planning on using him in a lot of different ways last year, and then they just couldn't because he got hurt. So having him back and healthy, I think, is going to be good for that secondary.
And then last thing, you know, you came over and you covered Oklahoma State, which means that you got to know, or maybe not, but you at least covered him closely in Mike Gundy. Was that how challenging was that? I mean, you see sort of the things that he says. how challenging was that day in and day out covering Mike Gundy?
Mike Gundy was a quote. You know, honestly, there are some ideologies and views about Gundy that I don't agree with, and we can talk all day about that. But my actual interactions with him as a reporter, they were fine. I didn't have any bad run-ins with Gundy at all. As far as that's concerned, he always treated me with respect, and you know, that goes. I just have some issues about how he views life in general.
No question. Frank, man, appreciate you doing this in a pinch,
Thank
man.
Thank you, brother.
You're the best. Thanks.
No problem. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yes, sir.
He is Frank Bonner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.